25 past 12. Now, Professor David Byrne is from the University of Melbourne, and he's a field price expert. Now, I don't know about you, but today's average is $1.77.7. Some places around the metropolitan area are getting close to $2. Now, it's not going away, and it's going to start impacting on many, many things, including our hip pocket for Christmas. Dave can kind of demystify why it's so expensive at the moment. Good afternoon.
Hey, Melzie, how you doing?
Not too bad. I mean, I just don't understand. It was not that long ago we were rejoicing that it was under $1 a litre.
Yeah, and that's the pandemic. With all of this, it's crashing because of the pandemic, and now oil prices are returning because economies are all coming back online, and the demand's gone up, and the prices around the world are chasing it up.
Right, so we can't see it coming down. That's the worry here.
No, next week we'll find out from Saudi Arabia what they're going to be doing. So the problem is OPEC, like the world cartel that governs oil supply, the main suppliers in the Middle East, have an increased supply to meet demand. So we'll get some sense next week what they're going to do, but they're keeping a pretty tight lip on their plans. So we'll have to wait and see.
Right. Now, Ken, I don't want to say this out loud, but is it possible that it could go to $2?
Yeah, you can't. I mean, at the current moment, anything's on the table with, you know, the pandemic. It really just depends on how fast we rebound and how quick all these other suppliers come online. It's not helping that natural gas prices are up, coal prices are up. And so other economies are saying we're going to use oil to create power. So there's lots of demand pressures at the moment. And as I said, a few people are in control of the supply, and we don't really know what they're going to be doing.
Right. It's almost like they're having a last hurrah before alternative fuels come online. Do you see it that way?
I mean, there's something to that. I mean, the higher the prices are for oil, the faster those alternative fuels come online, right? All of a sudden it becomes more attractive. But, I mean, a big concern that they're also pointing out is climate policy, and so that's kind of depressing investment and the demand for new oil supply in the future. So Saudi Arabia just sit tight and earn all this money. Yeah,
incredible. Well, you are our man, Professor, for changes. Let us know, all right?
I'll try. I'll keep tracking it for you then, Moses.
Thanks, Dave. Good on you. Professor David Byrne, the University of Melbourne fuel price expert. Extortion, I call it. It's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's gone beyond a joke.